This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Bama Online Podcast, another recruiting-centric edition of the BOL Pod. Travis Ryer, Senior Analyst for BOL, joined by site publisher Tim Watts. And Tim, we've heard about Friday Night Lights, but how about a Friday Night five-star in the form of running back Richard Young from Lehigh Acres, Florida? The 5'11", 200-pound running back announces on Friday evening that he, too, will join this rapidly growing Alabama class.
Yeah, you know, this is a big get. We've talked about the running backs for a while now. It goes back probably 3 weeks ago. We were talking about Caleb Jackson, who was on the verge of committing. He was looking at Alabama hard. I feel like if Alabama had pushed, they could have got him. But as we reported on the roundtable, Alabama felt good about guys they had higher on the board at the time. Obviously, you know, Justice Haynes popped out there, surprised, you know, a lot of people 10 or 11 days ago. But the other guy, the other shoe, so to speak, was Richard Young. And, you know, obviously you can't say enough about, you know, this class. I mean, you know, this class of running backs. I mean, Richard Young, Justin Haynes, both considered elite. You know, I think Richard's, you know, in the discussion for number one running back in the country. I think that Justice will end up or has a shot to be discussed as the number one running back in the country. But, you know, obviously a great job by Robert Gillespie here. You know, he's kind of been quiet, you know, first full year here really doing that work. But landing Richard Young, Justice Haynes, very big. And let's don't get this wrong. I mean, there's been a lot of buzz. Even today there was guys talking about Oregon with Richard Young, you know, obviously a highly recruited guy that, you know, this guy's, you know, has been on the radar for several years now. It's not some late rising guy. So, you know, Alabama had to put up a big battle. A lot of people threw everything they had at him. But the whole time, I think that Alabama felt quietly confident because of their situation. I mean, you know, Caleb Jackson, again, who we mentioned earlier, is a very good running back, committed to, you know, ended up committing to LSU. So when you have that kind of player, you know, when you have that kind of player committing, but you have other priorities, you feel, you know, higher priorities you feel good about, you know exactly where that board is shaking out for Alabama. And I would say this is likely the top two running backs on the board. But Richard Young has been, you know, a little bit of a lean to Alabama, in my opinion, for some time. Very quiet. So a lot of this is just reading the tea leaves and how things shook out, you know, for the last, you know, year with visits and everything. But, you know, obviously Oregon gave him everything he had to do. And this is another kid. I mean, we're talking about this. You and I are old school guys. We're not used to kids having five official visits done before August 1st. But that's exactly what Richard Young has done. And we've seen several guys that commit. And that's what this early period is for. This open summer period is to visit, take those trips, get those visits, see, you know, wind and dine and see everything they have to offer you. But Alabama beat out a host of really good, teams here. Georgia really, really wanted a shot here with Richard, especially after losing Justice Haynes, who they felt they led for much of the process. You know, Oregon is a team he visited not long ago. Notre Dame and, you know, several others. I think he visited Oklahoma also. So those five alone are five pretty elite schools, but he had offers from everyone.
59 offers for Richard Young, according to his 24/7 sports database profile. I didn't know that you could fit five official visits, not unofficials and just trips to campuses and things like that, in the month of June. But according to Richard's database profile at 247sports.com, visited Oklahoma on June 3rd, visited Alabama on June 10th, visited Notre Dame on June 13th, visited Georgia on June 17th and Oregon on June 24th. That's impressive in its own right.
That's what I'm saying. I couldn't do that. I'd love to take five trips in a month. You know, me and you are two guys that love to travel, but to squeeze in five trips where it's not all just play, there's a lot of work. I mean, they're showing you academic stuff you might not care about, and you're having to, you know, there's a lot on those official visits. It's not just partying. you know, steak and lobster. So there's a lot that goes on. And, you know, a lot of kids never even get through five official visits before the February signing date. So to get those things done so quick is impressive. But, you know, again, you can't say enough about Robert Gillespie building relationships and working these kids. You know, again, this is a kid. Of course, it's Florida. You know, you look at the database and he's 24th nationally ranked, but sixth in Florida, you know, because Florida is so good. But when you look at this guy, he's going to be considered in the discussion. And I don't know who's number one. I've seen some guys I like, but I definitely think when you look at it, Richard Young's a guy that's going to be in the discussion for what he brings to the table.
Richard Young, the player, 5'11", 200 pounds. Similar to Justice Haynes in terms of measurables, and even when you start talking about speed, has a track background, both in the 100 meters and the 200 meters, some very impressive times in both of those events on the track. From a football perspective, as a junior last season, 1,755 rushing yards, 19 rushing touchdowns. Boy, you talk about a 1-2 punch, but with Richard Young, this is a guy that, again, stylistically may be a little bit different than Justice Haynes. I think we sometimes fall into the trap of going, wow, both these guys, 5'10", 5'11", 200 pounds, got to be pretty much the same back.
Yeah, when you look at them, I mean, now physically, if you set them by each other, put them in the, you know, had them stand by each other, they're going to look very similar in size for sure. I mean, these are two rocked up guys. There's not going to be a lot of body fat to worry about with these two athletes. But yeah, a little bit different style. Like Richard's a little bit more of a one cut guy, straight ahead speed. I feel like Justice can waggle, get to sideline a little bit more, that kind of stuff. But two powerful kids. I mean, you know, Richard is a guy, when you look at him, he looks like that South Florida running back that we have seen a history, a lifetime of terrific running backs come from out of there. So obviously this is a guy that can, you know, he can, you know, he's going to be able to move the chains. He's a between the tackle guy. There's not a whole lot of reversing field and, you know, all that stuff you might see with Justice. He is a find a hole, plant a foot and get, you know, get going kind of guy, which, you know, Alabama's had a lot of success with that. But like you said, I mean, these are two running backs physically who are the same, but bring a little bit different dimensions. And definitely, you know, I think the history of Alabama running backs has helped. I mean, you've seen, you know, I don't think there's any doubt at this stage right now who's running back you.
Yeah, and it's interesting because you talk about Justice Haynes, you talk about Richard Young and the production. What you like about both these guys is that they both averaged 9 yards per carry last season. And here's the thing, too, I like about Richard Young. Lehigh High School, not a traditional power in the state of Florida, but they do play 7A football in the state of Florida. So he's going against programs like Riverdale and that area of Naples and Sarasota and really good football down there. IMG is based down there in the Bradenton area. So he's seen his fair share of good competition and has gone against quality opponents, no doubt about that. So Alabama now, you told us just a week or so ago, Tim, you expected this recruiting class to continue to surge up the rankings. And where does it sit right now?
Yeah, I feel like it's number top four in the nation. I think this composite will have him up to four with that. You know, the thing is, like, I feel like Alabama fans, it's like third cycle. I think they're going to have to adjust to the time schedule because we saw a lot of panic again in May. I just think the Alabama staff, we've said this a million times, I'm going to say it a million more, but Alabama staff wants to see them. They want to get them on campus, official visits, unofficial visits, get them into camp, and then they can set that board. So all that board talk, and I don't even know how so many people know Alabama's board. I mean, I see so many people.
Wait, Tim, you don't know their board? I mean, come on, everybody knows the board, Tim.
But I mean, I think Coach Saban has that full board. But anyways, you have the guys. The board's kind of, you know, set of who we want when they see them into camp. We've seen this last year. And you remember this is the third year in a row where there's been a, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And every year it's something different. And Alabama is slipping or don't know what they're doing and all this stuff. I think at some point you got to realize that they know what they're doing and they put good classes together. This string they've had, I mean, Caleb Downs, 2 5-stars in 1 week from out of state. I mean, you know, you look at that and, you know, I don't know how you can really complain about it. I mean, you look at this class top to bottom. Granted, I don't know much about the kicker. That's kind of your – you and Savannah might know a lot.
Yeah. I'm going to have to get her on here sometime to talk about that.
Absolutely. All right. Savannah. I have no clue, man. So, but this class, I mean, this class is one you can't really find a whole lot of flaws in right now. I mean, there's still a lot – you know, I've said this, you know, on the message board. Every commitment, there's still – I still feel there's more coming. I still feel there's guys. We said this out of camp. Alabama – is a school, and it's not in a school. There's other schools that can do this, but Alabama's a school that could get 25 commitments in a week. They could get they could fill a class in a 7 to 10 day window if it was as simple as get me a bunch of four stars. Alabama doesn't recruit that way. I think any great program, especially Alabama, it knows it is a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's not. It doesn't matter the score necessarily in the first quarter. It doesn't matter the recruiting ranking necessarily in March. I mean, you got 10 or 11 months. I mean, still a lot of recruiting to do to fill this class, and obviously not done yet. Have a lot of big guys on campus this week, you know, especially Keon Keeley, you know, the Notre Dame commitment, a top five guy. You know, they're bringing these guys in and taking their, you know, their best shots with the best players in the country.
Yeah, big weekend ongoing at the University of Alabama with the cookout. But, you know, Ohio State right now, looking at the 24/7 sports composite team rankings, sits in the top spot. Number one right now are the Ohio State Buckeyes for the 2023 cycle. But when you look at the average score per commitment, Alabama at 94.89 average per player per commitment compared to that's a full point higher and then some over what Ohio State has committed on average right now, Tim.
And, you know, that's what's funny, you know, with the fan bases. I mean, every fan base, you know, Ohio State, if you check their message board, they're very upset with their class and they are having a terrific class. Georgia's been upset. They're having a terrific class. You know, when you get in that top five, you know, I'm curious to see how Notre Dame has some guys looking around. So their class could go up, could go down, you know, depending on how that goes. When you're looking at guys like Ohio State, Alabama, Georgia, you're expecting them to be there and you can guarantee they're going to have some elite classes. Their second choice in most positions is going to be better than most first choices. So they don't always have to get their number one guy. But I feel like Alabama's done a really good job of pinpointing the guys they want to push for. And I think the fans, you know, at this point have to recognize this, you know, Nick Saban and his staff of guys who know how to recruit didn't have to relearn this. They just were waiting their time, waiting patiently. And again, Keon Keeley, who to me is in the discussion for number one player in the country. He's an edge, 6'6", legit size, 250, legit size, unbelievably long arms, just a good athlete, you know, not playing the, you know, absolute best talent at Berkeley Prep, but what you see with this guy is a completely dominating player is, you know, on a visit there. Hallman Wiggins got him in for a visit, did a good job. They also brought in Monroe Freeling from South Carolina, who took a midweek. He's a little big. He's offensive lineman for South Carolina. Took a midweek visit and, you know, just, you know, they're kicking the tires, checking out guys. You know, it's never really too late, especially in, you know, we're not even August 1st, to get involved with some of these guys, although a lot of kids are making an early decision. And Alabama has a, you know, I feel fairly confident Alabama has a good shot of landing Hunter Osborne on Monday, who's announcing his decision on CBS HQ, the defensive end from Hewitt-Trussville, big-time target, had a lot of major schools after him. Obviously, Clemson's made him a top priority for one. So Alabama seems to be rolling in that right direction right now.
What we're saying is you need to stay locked in with us at BamaOnline.com throughout the weekend because it is a big recruiting weekend. And certainly we're going to have team coverage continuing to ramp up for you as the Alabama Crimson Tide is set to open fall camp next week at the Capstone. We even got some men's basketball stuff for you right now at BamaOnline.com. But the big news on this Friday evening, five-star running back Richard Young, the second five-star commitment of the week to Nick Saban's 2023 recruiting class. Big one, Tim. I guess what you're saying, too, is we'll be doing this again probably pretty soon.
Yeah, I think at this stage, anybody they're taking a pretty big one as far as the guys they're prioritizing.
Well, Tim, as always, appreciate you taking the time on a Friday evening. Hope you have a great rest of your weekend. Who knows? Like I said, we may be doing this before the weekend's over once again. But if not, keep it locked to BamaOnline.com. Continuing coverage of the Young commitment and so much more. For Tim Watch, Travis Schreier, thanking you for joining us here on the Bama Online Podcast. Until next time, so long, everybody.
MTV's official Challenge Podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.